Christina Batta. That, have I got the pronunciation right?
Perfect.
Welcome to Kuala Lumpur.
Thank
from
you
Hungary.
Very much. Yes.
All the way from Hungary. Why did you come to Kuala Lumpur? Why did you come to Malaysia? Kuala Lumpur is not Malaysia.
Yes.
Lots of other
First
places.
Of all, I wanted to find out this region as a golf destination. Being a golf tour operator in Hungary, the only one specialized on golf, I want to promote this region inside the Hungarian golf community. And the best way to do so is to visit the country, not just the golf courses, but also culturally to get to know it and try to give my experience back in Hungary.
And what has been your experience?
First of all, I think it's a very colorful country. People are from all over the world, but locals are so nice and so helpful, which is always good because we know that our clients will be in good hands. And the services, the product we have seen so far, they are absolutely outstanding.
Any problems while you've been here, Christina? I mean, not everything is perfect.
Sometimes raining.
Yes, which keeps you off the golf course. I understand you're a six handicap, right?
In fact, the rain we have in our countries is different because then it's cold, so we can have the rain jacket, everything. But with this very hot, very humid weather, obviously you can't wear it. But it really rains here.
Would the people from Budapest and other parts of Hungary come here for a few days, or would they come for a week? What sort of holidays are you promoting in that?
Yeah, minimum 10 nights. So we never travel for such a long destination for a couple of days or a couple of nights. But obviously they never stay in one place only. They would change after every 3-4 nights and visit another region or golf course or hotel.
And you yourself have played golf before in Kuala Lumpur? Today is your first day? Not the first day, I think you played golf.
Actually, it's the second, because I have already played the Kuala Lumpur Golf and Country Club, which was very, very nice. We played a course where the LPGA is hosted.
Well, you qualified to play in that tournament, you know, in October. Maybe you should be here playing.
Not really. but I would love to be.
We had the top 20 in the world playing here last year, and the same will happen this year. You know, Yanni Zeng, of course, being the number one, and Paula Creamer, Natalie Gorbis, the whole shebang, if you like, all the world leading ladies. So
probably it will be a fantastic event.
You should become, well, in all seriousness, maybe you should target a tour at that particular time.
Actually, I might, because we are also concentrating on ladies' golf.
Right.
So practically on our site we advertise these possibilities and we sell lots of tournaments. So that would be a perfect opportunity to bring some lady golfers to Kuala Lumpur.
Would people travel as... You would encourage people to travel as a family, or would they come all men or all women? I mean, what sort of groupage would that be?
The tendency in Hungary in the golf society that everybody plays golf. So not just men like in many other countries. Therefore, they come with the family or they come as a couple. We don't really have male groups only.
Well, Malaysia is ideal for that. I've been here a while and I think I can speak with authority that it's an ideal country to come to as a family.
Absolutely. I see that there are always some facilities for children, for families.
And you can also travel from north to south in one day. It's a long way, but the infrastructure, the roads and so forth are terrific.
What can I say? Just perfect.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy your game today.
I will. Thank you very much.